from KQED.
An article just out in the journal Health Affairs offers a preview of how the Affordable Health Care Act of 2010 could play out in California. Peter Long is one of the study's co-authors. He heads the Blue Shield of California Foundation, a philanthropic arm of the health insurer Blue Shield. Long joined us from his office in San Francisco, where he explained how he estimates that 3.4 million additional Californians will have health care coverage as a result of the federal act in the coming years.
People will be covered in many different ways under the Affordable Care Act. I mean, the two biggest expansions in coverage will come through expansions in Medi-Cal, our state's Medicaid program. 1.7 million new people will be enrolled in the Medi-Cal program under the law when it's fully implemented. And then in addition, additional several million people will be receiving health insurance through the new health benefit exchanges with subsidies from the federal government. So those are the two primary sources of the expansion.
We're having a budget crisis here, and it's placing stress on Medi-Cal as well as Healthy Families, which covers children. How much money is California expected to fork out to implement this reform?
Well, in the short term, most of the money will come from the federal government. There's an enhanced match for the newly eligible folks under the Affordable Care Act. That eventually will phase out over time.
You anticipate 96% roughly of documented Californians under the age of 65 will be insured. What about the undocumented?
People have health care needs regardless of their citizenship status and how they're in the country. The federal law, though, is very clear that those individuals are not eligible for participation under the bill, either in the exchanges or in Medi-Cal. So they will not be eligible for health insurance coverage. One of the things I think this study highlights is that as a state, we need to think about how do we pay for their health care and how do we continue to provide them access to care for both their personal health needs, but also for our broader public health concerns as a state.
It's easy to imagine that a lot of small employers in California, companies that employ fewer than 100 workers, that do offer health insurance now, will be very happy to drop coverage and send their employees to the state's new exchange. Do you think medium-sized and large employers will be tempted to drop their coverage plans?
Well, anticipating employer behavior is probably one of the most difficult things in predicting the impact of health reform. And if you look at the study, one of the biggest places of uncertainty is how employers will behave, because you've got a number of different forces. Health insurance has become part of the standard benefit package for attracting high-quality employees, but it also is a huge cost for employers. So they'll be making the calculation about should they continue to offer health insurance, at what level should they continue to finance it for their employees. We've made a set of estimates based on what we know from the history, but this bill and this law, its comprehensiveness, are unprecedented for California and for the country.
What do you think is going to happen for people who are self-insured, who pay out of pocket for their plans?
They're the ones, I think, from this analysis, particularly in low-income households who are currently purchasing their own insurance. They'll receive insurance through the exchange with large and generous subsidies, depending on their income, from the federal government. So it's actually those folks we think will derive kind of significant benefits from the law.
One of the things I found eyebrow-raising about your study was that you anticipate some 330,000 people who are insured now will lose their insurance as a result of these changes.
Right. So that's where people drop coverage, and then it's not affordable through the exchange, and they're not able to find an affordable package. So I think what this study brings home for all of us is that the health insurance market is incredibly dynamic, and that people move from employer coverage to being uninsured when they lose their job. They move to the individual market. Sometimes if their income goes so low, they move on to Medi-Cal or Healthy Families for their children. So I think one of the things that we were struck by in the study is how dynamic the health insurance market is, and where you are today may not be where you are in 6 months or in a year, and then you may switch again in a year later. So I think it's very important that the Affordable Care Act is not deterministic. It doesn't have all the answers written down in the legislation, and that a lot of it depends on factors that are, you know, kind of will play out over time and policymaker decisions, employer decisions, and then individual family decisions.
Thank you for going over this with us.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Peter Long heads the Blue Shield of California Foundation, a philanthropic arm of Blue Shield. You can review this chat and listen to all our healthcare coverage online at californiareport.org. Speaking of Blue Shield, the Los Angeles Times reports the nonprofit health insurer is slamming thousands of individual policyholders with cumulative rate hikes as high as 59%. Less than a year ago, Anthem Blue Cross tried to raise rates as much as 39% for many of its customers, and the controversy helped the Obama administration press for its Reform Act. Anthem ultimately backed down to 20%. Blue Shield says its rate hikes are driven by a variety of factors, rising costs, but also the new federal law and a new state law that blocks insurers from charging women more than men. State regulators are reviewing the matter. Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones is arguing for the legislature to give him the authority to regulate health insurance like auto insurance. Right now, he can block a hike only if the requesting health insurer spends less than 70% of its premium income on claims.